This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Brian Nani. Good morning, Brian. Oh, this is going to be a fun conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited to talk about it.
Tomorrow is opening night for a great play, great production. Many of you are probably familiar with the 1997 film, The Full Monty. Well, we're going to hear about a local production of that. It's going to be really, really exciting. Looking forward to diving in. Say hello to our guest. His name is Alan Kilpatrick. He is the Associate Artistic Director for the Atlanta Lyric Theater, but he's also the director of this production of The Full Monty. Alan, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be here.
The pleasure is ours. Tomorrow is opening night, so I know you're very, very busy and grateful for you to swing by and give us a few minutes and tell us about the production. Before we get into The Full Monty, and would love for you to do a few things for us. Tell us a bit about you and your background, and then give us a quick overview of the Atlanta Lyric Theater.
Sure. Happy to. I am, like you said, the Associate Artistic Director with the Atlanta Lyric Theater. I've been on staff there for about 5 years, and I've been in Atlanta as an actor and director for many years, more years than I probably care to share with your audience. But I came to town. I was an intern at the Alliance Theater for a number of years. Kept my career going in Atlanta, decided I didn't want to move to New York or to Los Angeles. I just stayed here and kept working and helped foster the theater community here in Atlanta. And it's a very healthy community, I'm happy to say. I worked up at the late great theater in the square for a number of years. I was artistic associate up there. But like I said, I've been with the Atlanta Lyric now for several years, and we're doing great work up there. The theater started, actually, the Lyric started about 34 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It started as a strictly Gilbert and Sullivan company, doing only Gilbert and Sullivan shows. And then over the years, it sort of morphed into a more contemporary musical theater company. Our current artistic director is Brant Blocker. And when he came aboard in 2007, he said, we're going to do big old splashy contemporary musicals. So we started turning over rocks and finding singers, dancers, and actors. And right now we are the only theater company in Atlanta that does strictly musicals.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that you do a majority of your, or all of your shows are musicals. And this is the 35th season, I believe, of musicals.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
We choose a season every year. We try to get a variety of shows, everything from contemporary to old classics to family fare. For instance, in the past, we've done things like Peter Pan, and you know, we'll do contemporary things like Rent.
Oh, yeah.
We did Rent a fabulous production of Rent a couple of years ago. Some of the Mel Brooks canon, Young Frankenstein, we just closed in November.
Wow.
Producers we've done, Annie, another going back to the family fair. You know, we did Annie a couple of seasons ago. And a big production of Cats. You know, we just do a variety of things. We try to choose something that will be pleasing to everybody, you know, a wide mm-hmm. variety of audiences.
No, it's a veritable who's who of all the classics. I got to tell you, we were talking pre-show about how excited we all were about The Full Monty and what a fun story that is. So for those who aren't familiar with the story or haven't seen the 1997 film, talk about the story itself, and then talk about how it's been adapted to a classic American underdog story.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a story about a bunch of steel workers who are unemployed. They get laid off. The economic times are hard for the steel industry. They get laid off from their jobs, and they're finding themselves depressed. They're finding themselves emasculated. Their wives are out making money, and they're sort of stuck at home and feeling a little low. They notice that their wives are paying $50 to go see a Chippendales type dance troupe at one of the theaters in town. So they get this wild idea to put together their own strip act. And of course, these are blue collar steel workers. They're not your usual Chippendales kind of dancers. As a matter of fact, none of them, you know, have any kind of experience on stage dancing to music, let alone taking their clothes off. But they get this great idea that they could make a lot of money if they put together a dance act. And so the story is about these sort of quirky down on their luck guys who find that putting together a strip act is not maybe as easy as it sounds. They deal with body issues and with the lack of confidence. And they find that as the six of them put together their act, they have strength in numbers. You know, they give each other confidence and they pull each other up by the bootstraps. And each of them has a reason, you know, economic being the number one, but each of them has a reason for needing to put together some money. And so they work on it and they pull themselves together and they put their selves up on stage. The film actually was a 1997 film. It's British. And then the playwright, Tony Award winner Terrence McNally, adapted the film and Americanized it. He took the film, which was originally takes place in Sheffield, England, and put it in Buffalo, New York. So they are out of work Buffalo steel workers. And I think the translation worked actually quite well. You know, it is a story about underdogs, that typical American story of how the underdog fights and fights and fights and becomes successful, even if only for one day, for one night. But it's very, very funny. It's very quirky, full of heart. I think audiences are going to be quite, even if they don't know the film, I think they're going to be quite taken with how much heart the story has. It's really not about guys taking off their clothes. It's about guys who are struggling for self-esteem. And in order to find that self-esteem, they sort of drop everything and put everything back together again. You know, so it's an underdog story and quite pleasing, quirky, funny. Did I say it's funny? It's very funny.
Oh, no. If you're familiar with the story, you know it'll be a rocking good time. All right. Ellen, we'll return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, and we're back with Alan Kilpatrick, the director of The Full Monty.
So I know historically Chippendales dancers, they get naked on stage. So I have to ask, you know, are we going to be really going to be seeing full nudity in this?
That's a good question. Yeah. And it's not the first time I've been asked that question, as you can imagine. Yeah. Let me answer that question this way. You're going to need to come see that show, Brian, to see whether or not they're going to take it all off.
Fair enough.
Actually, here's my real answer. I don't know if you're familiar with Gypsy Rose Lee, but part of the appeal and success of Gypsy Rose Lee is that this woman, very famous stripper from the last, I'll say, 40s and 50s, her success was based in her teasing the audience. And it's not what you actually see, but what you think you are going to see,
right,
or what you think you just saw.
Right.
And I'll say that the end of our show is handled exactly that same way. Mm. It's maybe not what you see. It's maybe what you think you saw.
Nice. Outstanding. Yeah. Well, let's not forget, this is a musical. The story we know is a great one, but let's talk about the music a bit. I think there's a live orchestra for this as well.
There is,
right?
A live
Tell
orchestra.
Us more about that.
Yeah, there's about 12 members in our pit. Terrific orchestra. The Atlanta Lyric is known for putting together a really dynamite pit band. And the same is true for the Full Monty. We have a pop rock score by David Yazbek. It's actually his first Broadway score, the Full Monty. Quite successful musician, and I think it's spectacular. The lyrics are funny. It's clever, very hummable, very memorable score. It's one of my favorite things actually about the adaptation of the Full Monty. It's a really good score.
Mm. Being hummable to me is the real key to success of music and scores like that.
Yeah. It's something that that audiences speak to a lot. Sure. They want to walk out humming the tunes. They want to go out and buy that score and listen to it at home, you know? And this is a great, great, great score.
Yeah. Well, something we didn't talk about is the difference between the Atlanta Lyric Theater and the actual theater that the musical is going to take place in. So tell us about Jenny T. Anderson Theater.
The Jenny T. Anderson Theater is the venue that we perform in. Mm. So the name of our company is the Atlanta Lyric Theater. and we perform in the Jenny T. Anderson Theater.
Right.
That theater is located at 548 South Marietta Parkway. It's a part of the Cobb County Civic Center complex. It's a perfect venue for our shows. It's a great size, 600 seats, 15 rows deep. You're only 15, if you're on the row,
that's
you're
nice.
15 rows from the stage. Mm-hmm. So it's very intimate. No bad seats in the house. Imagine going to a Broadway house or the Fox and sitting on the 15th row. You'd think you had the best seats, right?
Yeah.
The acoustics are marvelous. It is a perfect size venue for the work that we do. There's wing space, fly space, so that we can fly scenery and, you know, comes in from the wings and curtains and drops can fly up into the air. Sometimes actors fly up into the air. But it's a really terrific venue for us. And there's free parking, big free parking lot. It's very easily accessible to everybody. You know, if you're coming from 75, it's really only a couple miles from the interstate. So it's quite accessible.
No, very
great
easy
venue for us.
Very easy to get to. And I imagine there's some, this would be a good chance for a date night. I mean, that's that kind
absolutely
of an experience. Yeah,
absolutely. This show, despite the fact that it's about men taking, planning on taking a strip act on stage, it's really about relationships. You know, it's about the relationships men have with each other and the relationships that they have with their wives and girlfriends and how they get the support from their wives and girlfriends to go ahead and do this. I might add that we do have a show on Valentine's Day on February 14th. And it would be a unique and unusual date on that Sunday of February the 14th. But yeah, it's great for all kinds of groups, women's groups, couples night out, you know, friends who want to go out to dinner and then come see the show. There's many restaurants on the square in Marietta, which is about 1.4 miles from the actual venue. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just a really great night out. And I would encourage people to bring friends along with them and come see the show.
All right. Well, Alan, we're running low on time. So now I need you to share us some information. So the opening night for the Full Monty. So tell us all about how we can get information about the production and tickets and all that. I would love for you to update us. I think you have two more shows at this current season.
That's right.
And then have just announced your 2016-2017 season. So tell us a little bit about that as well.
Absolutely. The upcoming, the last two shows of the season after the Full Monty will be Dream Girls and West Side Story. Dream Girls is in April. West Side Story will be in June. And then we have four of the five shows for next season announced already. Mm-hmm. We're working on that fifth one. We will open our season in August with Shrek, the musical. And then in the fall, we'll be doing Chorus Line. And then next February, we'll be doing Million Dollar Quartet, which is about the night that Elvis Presley, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Johnny Cash all showed up at Sun Studios. It's a great, great musical. A little different from what we usually do, but it's going to be great fun. And then we'll close, or the next show in the season will be Jesus Christ Superstar. And we have not announced that last show, but we'll be announcing that probably within the next couple of days. And you can get tickets at www.atlantalyric.com. And the box office phone number is 404-377-9948.
Holy wow, what a lineup.
Thank you.
Some great stuff coming. All right.
Thank you.
Alan Kilpatrick, the Associate Artistic Director for the Atlanta Lyric Theater and directing the Full Monty. Alan, great to have you.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck tomorrow night, Bricklayer.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate that rating and review. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Alan Kilpatrick, my co-host, Brian Nonny, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.